Welcome to the weekend. This is Stephen Colbert from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Saturday, June 3rd, and Sunday, June 4th, 2023. According to the National Weather Service, Saturday will be sunny and hot with a high of 93 degrees with a low around 66 Saturday night. Sunday will start out sunny and hot with a high of 91, but in the afternoon there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Sunday night should cool down to a low of 64. The day before the Davenport apartment building collapsed, a downtown development official called 911 to voice concern about the stability of a wall of the apartment building. Tony Benke, operations director of the Downtown Davenport Partnership, said one of his employees called him on Saturday, and when Benke couldn't reach city officials, he called 911. Benke said his employee had talked to Ryan Schaefer, who runs a masonry business, and had submitted a bid to the building's owner earlier this year to shore it up and fix it. The owner thought the bid was too high and found another company to repair the century-old building, but Schaefer was so concerned about the building at 324 Main Street that he frequently checked on it. On Saturday, Schaefer shared his concern with a Downtown Davenport Partnership employee. Benke said he called his city contact and the fire station but didn't reach anyone, likely due to the holiday weekend. He called 911 at 2:46 p.m. Saturday to make a non-emergency report, a little more than 24 hours before the building partially collapsed around 5 p.m. on Sunday. For more information on this developing story, visit thegazette.com. Governor Kim Reynolds has signed her final bills from the 2023 legislative session. Governor Reynolds signed 65 bills into law late on Thursday afternoon, signed another with a line item veto, and vetoed one bill entirely. The signings represent the last batch of bills that passed the Republican-led Iowa legislature during the 2023 legislative session. Among the bills Reynolds signed were a safe haven baby box to surrender newborns. House File 425 amends the state's safe haven law to include the use of newborn safety devices at certain facilities that are staffed 24/7 with first responders, like a fire station or a hospital. A mental health hotline on student ID cards. House File 602 requires school districts to put a 24-hour call and text line that provides crisis counseling on student IDs. And a new nursing home moratorium. House File 685 places an initial year-long moratorium on building new nursing homes in the state and adding new beds to existing homes. The moratorium could be renewed in six-month increments up to a total of 3 years. For a full list of the bills Governor Reynolds signed, go to governor.iowa.gov. The Green Square Ambassador Program is starting up again for the summer season in Cedar Rapids. The program that employs people who have experienced homelessness to patrol Green Square and key downtown areas is starting up again in the summer months. From May to October, these workers, employed by Willis Dady Homeless Services, pick up trash, work to keep the peace in downtown area, refer people to social service agencies, and call emergency services if needed as a last resort. Four ambassadors will work this season for 15 hours a week from each Monday through Saturday for a total of 60 hours a week. Two ambassadors will work a five-hour shift each day. The goal is to ramp up to 7 days a week. The ambassadors patrol the area spanning from 1st Street to 7th Street Southeast and 2nd Avenue to 7th Avenue Southeast. They will focus particularly on three high-traffic areas, Green Square, the Ground Transportation Center, and a trail near the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art. Have a good weekend, everyone.